Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Beans Podcast.
Hello.
Oh, shit!
This is episode 4, but not really, because our last podcast was episode 4. It got deleted by the FBI.
It actually didn't go through?
It didn't go through, dude. I tried to publish it 3 times, and it didn't go through.
Bro, that's
I mean, it did, but like half of it, before we talked about the heavy shit.
Yeah, before we got into like the government.
That shit was I didn't know that, what the fuck?
The government really, like, they didn't want anybody to hear that.
Yeah.
Cause we were on the come up.
We were really on some
that's fucking next level
shit, bro.
I know.
Hey, bro, I thought the whole thing uploaded.
No, like, only halfway of it.
Only when it was fucking boring and shit, I'm not gonna lie, it was boring as fuck.
We're not gonna be that today, right?
No, of course not.
Alright, bet.
We have things we don't talk about.
Alright.
So Ben Shapiro, not as cool as we thought.
Alright, let's just talk about communism. Okay, so the thing
Wait, what with Black Lives Matter? That's just
so here's why it's irrelevant.
Here's why monkeys shouldn't be allowed to do this.
If someone finds this later, just know I don't.
You can't say that.
Like, watch.
All that, bro, they don't know what it is. It's out of context.
This is a parody. We're just joking around.
Out of context, bro. That's where, like, if one of us blows the big, right, and then they dig up this shit, and like, oh, we got him. There we go.
Like, yeah, what if I'm trying to become president in the future and then one of y'all fuckers like, hey, he said this type of shit.
He said he doesn't support women. Who cares about that?
He said women don't deserve rights. What kind of sexist shit is that?
He said women don't deserve ovaries.
With me. Okay, so back to the heavy stuff. So I feel like we should be neutered. I feel like guys should be neutered.
If we have the time.
You know they used to sterilize guys. They used to sterilize black people.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so what happened to Ben Shapiro? Did you actually try to...
He said that he's not as intelligent as we thought.
Did you watch the video I showed you?
Oh, nigga, you just showed it to me.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
There's a whole 30 other minute
video. You agree?
He went full lip talk.
Who in here agrees with the video claiming that Ben Shapiro is not as, like, intelligent as we thought?
Say me
if you agree.
I haven't watched the video.
I don't know who that is.
Nigga, what? You don't know who Ben Shapiro
Carlos
is?
Carlos doesn't even know what Zionism means, bro.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what Zionism is?
What the fuck? I even forgot how well
like,
you told me.
That like, okay, I can kind of agree. I don't know. I can see the video. I can see him not being.
I'll show you the hour. It's an hour long.
I can see him not being as smart as I thought, but I still agree with most of the stuff he says. You know.
Ben Shapiro?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like,
what's a Zion is?
Zion is basically
Zion.
Zion sounds like fucking aliens.
I used to know my fucking name.
Anti-Zionism means.
Me too.
Anti-Zionism means you're against Jews. So Zion, pro-Zionism. Is you're with the Jews. That's basically it.
Damn, why they fucking make the word so weird? Why can't you say Jew supporter or not?
Jew supporter or not?
Job supporter.
I mean, you have fucking Zionism and xenophobia and shit like that. Like, they fucking.
Xenophobia? That's
that like, shit sounds alien
that's
like
when you're
huh?
scared of Jews?
No, xenophobia is when you're scared of the xylophone, bitch.
Are you right?
No, I don't know.
That's when you're scared of Muslims.
Bro, minority moment.
Minority moment.
Oh yeah, okay. Listen,
bro.
Minority moment.
Why did I turn on my light?
All right, so let's talk about the middle class. So,
Mexicans.
Oh yeah, bro. We're gonna get to vote next year. I mean, yeah, we're gonna get to vote next year, bro.
I'm voting this year.
No, like.
For real?
Yeah, I'm actually voting this year.
Yeah, like, me too.
I'm actually trying to, like, vote, you know? Like, I'm actually doing research and shit.
Are you gonna vote for Trump still, or you changed your mind?
Oh, no, I'm voting for Trump again.
Again?
Nah,
this is my first time I'm voting. I'm voting for him again.
I voted for him last year, but I mean, it was...
last year, okay.
I voted for him last year.
What do you mean?
Wait a minute.
Last year was 2017.
I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I'm pretty sure last year wasn't 2016.
Damn, bro, you're my fastest fuck.
I know, right? It still feels like this still
like
3 years.
Last year or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah, that was really 3 years ago.
Like, you could
4 years. He's about to.
Oh shit! 4 years. Like, he got in as soon as I got into high school. Like, it was 1 month.
You don't care about that.
I'm just putting up the time. All right. I'm just saying. The whole time you've been in high school, dumbass. No, the whole time you've been in high school.
That shit was casual as fuck.
We don't care about that though.
No, don't mention it.
I'm fucking with you. You want some Cheetos?
That makes everything better.
No, hey, but like, what I'm trying to say is that like, this whole time you've been in high school,
I gave you AIDS. You're some Cheetos. Okay, wait, let him speak.
The whole time you've been in high school, that's the whole time he's been president.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. 2016, 2020, that's 4 years.
Yeah, I remember when you got elected, some fuckheads. Like, I remember at lunch, they brought out signs. They're like, we don't support him. And I'm like, all right, that's going to change
it. I forgot all about that.
Bro, that was lame.
I forgot all about that. They actually, damn.
Like, they went out there to, like, protest.
I mean,
I guess it's... But, like, no one cared. Like, they didn't spread any message. They just said, all right, we don't support
him. Yeah, they just stood there and didn't do anything.
Yeah, they didn't do shit.
And all of them had, like, they were all awkward as fuck, too. Yeah, they were just like...
Oh, okay.
I guess he's president now.
We should like went out there like we support Bin Laden or some dumb shit like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I was outside when that happened.
You were inside. Shut the fuck up.
I was outside.
I was with you in that table.
But we walked outside. I remember. Yeah, yeah fucking.
Oh yeah, we did.
No, trying to desensitize me.
Okay, so like, do y'all think that Kanye West is actually gonna run for president?
No.
Bro, he was
good. Totally too late.
Bro, I remember we talked about that. Like, we were in your room talking about that. Like, remember Kanye said he's gonna run for president in 2020. That shit seems so far back in your head, but like, that's weird. You remember we talked about that when we first said it? Yeah. That's weird, huh? Like, we're younger and shit.
Damn,
I feel crazy. Is it too late for to announce?
Say sorry.
Yeah, you have to. They have new requirements for the presidential candidates.
You
have to have. You have to have at least a certain percentage of the voters, and you have to have certain donations met by this time already.
Dude, imagine if Kanye West became president.
You think he
would have
won?
No, he wouldn't have.
Dude,
he
would have won.
To be honest, I feel like he would have won, bro.
He would have made younger people vote. Like younger people would have voted for him just because he's Kanye.
Yeah, bro.
Kanye.
I feel like people only vote for him just because he's Kanye, not because of like.
But then again, remember he was supporting Trump. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's what
he
should vote for.
Hey, but he freed ASAP Rocky though.
Oh yeah.
That shit. No, people are gonna vote for him because of that shit now. Dumbass gonna be like, he did help out Rocky though.
Did you see the little rap verse?
Yeah, did you see the verse he did? All
right, so it was a Rocky week. Get it?
Yeah,
some
like,
shit like
need to go home ASAP. Oh shit!
No, it's been a rocky week for ASAP. He needs to get home ASAP. Like,
yeah,
wait, Trump said that?
That's exactly what he said.
That's actually real. Like,
that's a tweet.
Yeah, he did a verse.
But like, he didn't mean to do a verse. He just like everyone made fun of him. Like, oh damn, he's spitting bars.
Guys, see news of the tooth. Like,
Kanye
was like,
oh
shit! You see Donald Trump with the fucking like AirPods?
Oh yeah, he's like, this is how Donald Trump feels after that.
Like, and the waves.
This shit was funny.
Nah, but I'm not voting for him. I'm joking. I'm
Kanye?
Kanye's not actually
big. Oh shit! Like Donald, right?
Oh yeah, I'm not voting for him.
Who else would you vote for though?
I mean, I got a few candidates. I'm hoping.
Is Hillary Clinton running again?
No, she's not.
Why
not? She just said she was running wrong. The person that is running again is Bernie. That's the one who was running last time, who did win the primary.
They're all Democrats though.
Yeah, I know.
They're all going against each other.
Bernie?
No, I wouldn't vote.
Not really.
No.
On the debates, like he kinda seemed like a dumbass to me.
No.
Bernie?
To be honest.
Tulsi is
all the niggas old.
I think only people wanted to vote for Bernie because he was gonna legalize weed, I guess.
No, that and like student loan forgiveness, that's a big part of it too.
But it's not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible. Like, you're gonna... It's like, people are... I was reading about this shit in my fucking economics class. The reason why we have so much debt right now is because they started giving out loans to every little fuckhead who wanted to go to college. But, like, now it just made the price of college go up. And that's why we have high college debt.
That's kind of cringe.
It's kind of cringe, bro.
Kind of cringe.
I feel like niggas say shit that do, but they never do it. Where the fuck is the wall? Keep these immigrants out of our country. Like,
bro.
Come on.
Goddamn.
Damn.
Tired of these Mexicans.
Can like y'all just like go back? It's like please.
No, I'm joking around, but like you know.
Well, of course we're joking.
They recently the I think.
Of course we're joking.
I think recently they got approved. Like
the
they're actually up. Yeah they're actually it's actually starting.
I thought it had been approved. I remember seeing people were like it approved. They got approved. They got approved. Like,
oh shit! Man,
how big is that wall gonna be? Fucking Attack on Titan type shit.
Oh yeah.
Bro,
Mexicans
we got a ladder.
Bro, we got a ladder, like, it's no big deal.
Attack on Teodoro.
Motherfuckers got ender pearls and then
imagine, dude, crazy.
Shit, they're not ready for Mexican ender pearls. We just fucking...
Mexican ender
pearls.
Bro, niggas be jumping from, like, fucking high as hell, and they
landed
break,
the water.
And they don't break shit.
And the water, you're right. You just landed one by one of water, bro. We gotta tell these Mexicans how to do it.
Or
right.
Even on dirt, they don't break shit, bro. Fucking Danny, he told me. Oh shit, this is just a parody. Danny, when he told me when he jumped,
oh,
he said that shit was like 10 feet tall, and he jumped from that shit, bro.
10
yeah.
feet.
Yeah,
what happens if a boy?
That's
like,
a lot.
What happens if a dude breaks his ankle? He's oh shit, we gotta leave him.
Ah fuck, I don't need this so much.
Shit,
gotta keep going.
This is my least favorite leg injury. Fuck me.
I don't even use it.
No, but that shit is sad though. Like with that one guy that drowned with his daughter.
Oh yeah, that's
fucked up.
Viral
and shit.
Viral. Although Mexican jumping borders is funny, that shit was fucked.
Yeah,
they were Salvadorian, right?
I think so. It's funny though, cause like. So Mexican nippas don't want Salvadorian guys jumping their border. Like, they're really strict about their border.
For real.
Yeah, like, so it's kind of hypocritical.
On jaw.
But, like, let's go something, like, more lighthearted. Let's go to, like...
I want to talk about something. I'm going to show y'all the picture.
All right. So, let's talk about the CEO of racism.
The CEO of racism?
He has been taken down.
You can show this up on the highlights when you made through the animation. I want to talk about this.
Tell us...
How this journey, like, what was going through your head the whole time?
Oh, my weight loss journey?
Yeah, your weight loss
okay,
journey.
Okay, so I, like, when I first started jumping...
Yeah, people up his eyes.
Wait, what? You were trying to rape him that whole time he was running.
Bro, that's actually a diet choice.
Raping?
No, put tapeworms over you.
Oh.
I said tapeworm.
Oh, I heard.
The fuck?
Oh.
I was so confused, bro. I thought you said tape his asshole.
I know.
No, I said tapeworm.
That's why that shit make you tired.
That's why I said.
I said tapeworm.
I thought you said tape his
you
ass.
You said magic taint sperm?
No, so I remember the day I was like, alright, I'm gonna have to lose weight. I was running one time, right?
And I cried.
And I cried myself. So I was running one time. And then I heard something crack, and I said, bro, did I really just break my leg? And I looked.
And I looked, said, oh shit, bro, did I really just break my leg?
So I looked down, and that shit looked perfectly normal, but when I tried to walk, like, it wasn't moving, so I was like, fuck, bro. So I was out jogging, like, a mile away from my house, and I had to hobble my ass all the way back home, and my sad, fucking fat ass is. Walked all the way back home, and I sat on my bed, and I said, damn, boys really be out here 202 pounds and shit.
Damn.
So I said, all right, fuck it.
How old were you at this time?
All right, fuck it.
This was like a year and a half ago.
Almost broke my leg, so I guess
might as well wait. So I had 10 pounds on me, and I started, like, lifting those, and it just went on from there.
10 pound cock. But you started lifting, started running more. You stopped drinking soda.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Did that really help?
Diet was a big
thing. That was a big thing too, diet. Now I just eat, like, not what I want.
Change your diet actually helps a lot, dude.
Yeah, I know. Diet is the main part. Because I used to run, in the gym, I used to run, like, a shit ton. And then afterwards, I would eat two burgers. My dumbass would be like, yeah, I earned this shit. Nah, fattest. You didn't earn that shit. You just want to eat. And I was just using an excuse, so I stopped doing that shit, and then now I'm here.
You heard that, guys? As many times as you think you deserve something,
you don't.
You don't deserve shit, dude. The fuck have you done with your life, dude? You don't deserve shit.
You don't deserve anything.
You don't deserve anything until you have a 10 pound cock. That's the only time you deserve shit.
You
can have a girl.
Until you're a girl.
No, but hey, I've been eating a lot healthier too, and I noticed difference.
Yeah, you're looking kind of thick there.
Your ass, dude?
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, that's the big point.
You got a little more cake, bro.
Damn, fucking hell yeah, nigga.
Get a little more cake.
Nigga,
I'm not even arching my back.
Nigga,
I don't want to flex or anything, but
nigga,
I'm not even arching.
Nigga, hella cake. That shit look like angel food, nigga. Fuck.
What did you say? It's got that best leches cake.
Oh, yeah,
leches cake. That shit was funny. Like, he was just sitting here with his homie, and he said, my dude, you got the... You got the middle, you got the inside, and you got the hella inside.
What the
fuck? La cremita se la chupo de
This kind of gay.
Okay, so what would you say to people out there to encourage them to try to, like, lose weight, to have hope?
Just start right now, because if you start later, you're going to have old man fucking...
Old
man bones, and you're gonna be like,
old man jeans.
Dude,
old
if you don't work out, you're gonna get old.
Shit. Dude, work out,
just don't
get old.
Holy shit. Bro, we just discovered immortality, bro. How do you feel?
You're gonna get old people genes soon. Chill out.
Shit, I'm about to
give you. I need to start working out, bro.
I'm about to give you some of my genes right now.
Like sperm genes?
Even that shit you said last time, like, wait, sex, like vagina sex?
Penis, wait, vagina wait, sex? Like penis and vagina sex?
That case, what were we talking about?
I don't know. That shit was funny though.
I think we were talking about
our relationships and then.
Yeah, like our past relationships. Should we talk about that again since that was cut off or no?
Oh yeah, we stopped talking. Oh, yeah. You stop talking about that. I don't know what we got.
It got cut off because
you were just saying that you were a hoe.
Oh yeah, the whole segment cut off.
Nah, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said you used to date girls just because you were bored.
Yeah. Nah, not, I didn't
just
say
just because of the title.
I didn't say yeah, that specifically.
You said she has a pussy and I have a dick, so why not?
So why not?
I mean, it's bound to work.
We're opposite sex, so yeah, I can see it working.
But guys have bubbles.
What do you expect me to do? Just be friends?
I don't know how gay people exist. You know? Girls have buttholes too.
That's a caption.
Gay way justice, you understand?
Wait, is your caption on Instagram still?
Oh yeah, I'm just that nigga.
I'm not pro-life or pro-choice, I'm just that nigga.
I'm thinking of switching it to
has anyone ever brought it up to you?
Comethazine verse.
Comethazine?
You smell like poop.
Yes.
Which was like some poop.
Bitch, you smell like some poop.
Fuck like a bitch and I poop.
Wait, is that a rapper?
Comethazine, yeah.
But what, like, does he do retarded lyrics?
No.
No, dude, he's actually really lyrical. Like, he has...
They just mentioned poop.
So. I've been thinking of switching it to, like, the one that says, you niggas is gay, you niggas is fruity, throw them in a blender, mini smoothie.
That's
lyrical. That's lyrical. I'm telling you, that should inspire, bro. I'm gonna change it, actually. Change it to that. Y'all niggas is gay.
Y'all niggas is gay, y'all niggas is gay, y'all niggas is fruity.
Threw them in a blender and made me a smoothie.
Fruit ninja.
Bro, I'm telling you, he can make the Bible. He can make Bible too.
He can make Bible too.
What the fuck? Bible Zoom, Days of Future Past.
Is it Mormons? Don't Mormons have the Bible part 2 though? Like,
what the fuck?
Do y'all know what Mormons believe though?
Have you even seen the prequel, dude?
No. You mean the First Testament? You mean the First Testament? That's the prequel. No, alright. You got the prequel,
have
right?
Have you even seen the manga, bro? Like, are you okay?
No,
you can't be talking about the Bible if you haven't read the manga.
Okay,
bro.
The Bible.
You don't even know the artist. You fucking retard.
Alright, the prequel for the Bible is the First Testament. Alright,
and hey, but the live action, like, that
was the live action.
The live action was
bro, the Netflix adaptation was trash.
Not, but like, okay, the prequel for the Bible is the First Testament, and then the Second Testament is like the sequel, and then the after one, the sequel is the Mormon. You know what Mormons believe, bro?
What?
They believe Jesus came to fucking North America and helped Indians colonize America. They deadass believe that, bro.
What the fuck?
They deadass believe Jesus came to our ancestors.
Isn't that a picture though? Yeah, Manifest Destiny, you know how there's a woman like.
That's a whole different shit, bro.
That's showing that it's your God given right to life.
Whole 400 years late, bro. Like that shit. No, but like you think they think like yo, whole 400 years late. No, but like they believe Jesus.
What the fuck?
What? They believe Jesus.
Nigga was like, oh shit.
They believe Jesus came to Indians, and then they said, "Aight, y'all gotta start believing Jesus." And
you mean a Native American?
Yeah, Native Americans.
The races, the villagers.
Villagers.
Villagers. What the fuck? What the sound they made?
Nigga said cheaper.
Oh yeah. Nigga said mer. That's the funny sound they made, bro. I don't play that shit no more.
It's her. Nigga retarded. Nigga said mer.
That's the fucking sound they sound like.
Nigga's just gay.
Niggas is pretty.
Throw
them
in the
Why does he say poop?
No, he said bitch. Why like some poop?
Poop can actually. Bro, have you seen that video that says that?
Miracle genius.
Dude. Have you seen that video saying that poop can actually, like.
Oh, yeah. It can cure cancer. No, not cancer.
It can cure autism. Autism, they can cure autism.
Wait,
bro.
How the fuck?
I'm really finna start eating poop.
Because there's a bacteria in.
So if you eat poop, you get less autistic?
Okay, no.
That shit don't sound right.
There's a bacteria in poop that makes you less.
That works their digestive system. That helps their digestive system work better.
That's fake, bro. They just wanna see all niggas eat shit. That's right, bro. Doctor's fucking with
y'all. Top 3 stank ass farts. Damn, dude. What was y'all's favorite Marvel movie as a kid? Like growing up?
Iron Man.
Batman versus Superman.
Batman versus Superman.
He's the reason why I want to become an engineer, bro.
Marvel is Spider-Man so bad. Like,
wait, for real?
Movie.
Huh?
Wait, what? Spider-Man, the first movie.
With Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire? Oh, yeah.
That shit was fire. Like,
especially Doc Ock.
Oh, the second one? Hell yeah. What about you, Luis? I mean, Jesus?
Iron Man. He said it.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. I thought it was Batman.
I thought you said Marvel superhero.
I said any superhero.
Oh, yeah, it was Batman. But then
they're getting more into Torrance DC, bro.
Yeah, I know. Like,
that shit's good.
The storylines are better.
Should I start watching Gotham?
Bro, yes.
Yeah, I saw the episode a few of them. I didn't have time because I had to do Econ, but I liked it.
It's so good.
You said it's like everything before Batman?
Yeah. Oh, you know how the villain became to be, you know?
Does it bring up anything like with Bruce?
Teen Titans.
Yeah. Yeah, he starts off as a kid, and then
his mom got shot.
Yeah, the first episode is him. Yeah,
for some pearls. That's the only thing I know, they just robbed their pearls.
I feel like this.
They could have lucky just gone to the sea and shit, but they decided to kill someone.
Dude, I feel like this nigga's always fucking high.
But in Gotham, like it goes into like the conspiracy about like how why they died.
Oh, so there's an explanation why they got killed?
Yeah.
What was the reason?
Oh, don't spoil it.
Yeah. It's a spoiler.
I'll watch it then.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Tupac dies at the end of All Eyes on Me.
Fuck! I haven't seen that movie.
Wait, Tupac gets shot? Bro, why y'all spoiling life, bro?
Damn, bro, that's tough. I just found out Tupac died. That's tough.
Bro, that's tough.
I just found out girls pee too.
That's disgusting.
You're telling me girls have buttholes too?
Ah,
bro, what kind of sick shit is that, bro?
Bye.
Oh my god. What the fuck? I'm just gonna turn gay.
The human body is crazy.
What? Nigga, what?
Yeah, I just want to date girls anymore.
When you're a nigga and you have a butthole, that means dudes have buttholes too.
Oh, boy. What? I thought it would just be.
Dude, fuck it, I'm gonna just be pansexual.
Bro,
I'm not pansexual or bisexual. I'm just that nibble.
I'm not taking it too well, bro. What? Girls have assholes too, bro.
Shit. That shit's crazy, bro.
Crazy, man.
So you telling me they shit too?
You know, when they have babies, that shit merges together.
Wait, what happened?
Like, sometimes when they have babies, that shit, like, breaks and it merges together, like, for a bit.
Merges what together?
The vagina, the butthole. Like, I'm dead ass. That shit, like, rips. Sometimes get ripped. Like, in worst case... It can rip.
The fuck? So it's just like a big ass slit on the bottom.
Yeah, it's just like a slit. They just end up with like
what
a slit.
What the fuck? So you can open that shit and be like, hello, baby.
Like, sometimes that happens. But
imagine that, bro.
They have to
see that shit.
They have to sew it back. They have to sew it back to get
shit. Well, imagine for the tension and snap.
Dude, if I ever have a baby on the way, I want to record that shit.
I'm getting an asshole.
My ass ever
I'm getting an asshole cramp now.
What? This nigga said in my asshole ever reaped.
Yeah, if I ever get booked hard enough, then
bro, you know the fucking Fairly Odd Parents. The Fairly Odd Parents fucked me up as a kid because they said fucking Cosmo was gonna have the baby.
Oh yeah,
and Cosmo fucking had Poof as the fucking baby, and that's how they had.
So did it came out the dick hole? Or
what? It came out the dick hole. Cosmo to push.
That nigga, shut out.
Science. Answers or the question science still can't answer.
I remember I liked the 2-part special too. It was like, oh my god, what's gonna happen to Poof? She fucking got kidnapped by the dark fairies or some shit like that. I remember that shit.
Oh, I remember that special.
Yeah, I already know. I live for the fucking Nick specials, bro. The 2-part special.
Y'all wanna get into some like deep shit right now?
Alright, let's get into some deep shit.
What are we gonna talk about?
Alright,
some deep shit.
Some deep shit, bro.
Can we just talk about how like how scary it is that we don't know, like, completely everything about the ocean? just thinking about like what.
Cthulhu could be another, bro. Cthulhu.
The ocean is scary, dude.
Hell yeah.
Would you rather fuck with the ocean or space? I think we answered that before.
Ocean.
You know, we'd rather discover the.
Yeah, we know more about space than we do of our own ocean, bro.
That's fucking scary.
Can you believe it?
Scary.
But I would see the ocean rather than space. No, bro. But what do you think about the alien shit?
What alien?
People like, do you feel like aliens gonna come one day?
I believe aliens.
I'm bored as fuck, bro. Like, I really want aliens to come. But I'm trying to see aliens in the news, like already. Like,
what are they trying,
I'm trying to get you new diseases, bro?
I'm trying to
This is getting boring, bro. I need some
alien cooch on my shit.
Some real shit. I'm trying to make you fly. Oh shit.
Alien cooch. Alien cooch too boring. Alien cooch.
Hey, bro, I'm an alien.
You make cooch though.
I need some Indian bitch to give me head.
Hey, bro, you think about it. I'm an alien.
I'm about to call,
oh, shit.
Yo, he's whipping out his dick, y'all.
Deadass, bro.
No, but y'all right, like,
human cooch getting boring.
Nah, y'all sleeping on some problems. Y'all think Earth getting boring? Like, we got a bunch of shit going on. Shit, bro.
Yeah, you're right. And there's still shark cooch, you know what I'm saying?
Shark.
Is it shark?
Yeah, shark cooch.
Fuck that.
Do y'all think global warming is something?
Would you fuck a shark?
Nah, yeah, fuck global warming. That's the greatest
about.
Question.
That's
right.
The real
that's
issue
what
right
I'm
now.
Talking about.
Alright, what's
bro,
the
you know, dolphin cooch is tighter than human cooch.
Yeah,
so
bro,
imagine.
Dolphins like dead ass have cooch.
Yeah, but they're tighter than human cooch.
Fuck.
That's fucking nasty. Imagine fucking dolphin.
But it's tighter though.
No, there was actually a story about a man who
like
had sex with a dolphin. No, I'll put it up on the screen if I do a little.
Oh, I think that's how I found that out.
Yeah,
because so, he ended up ripping it off, right?
I think like.
He's dead. Yeah, because it was so
tight. You put a Minecraft dude fucking a dolphin.
Oh yeah. Minecraft, they have dolphins. We can make that shit a reality now, bro.
They do have dolphins.
He downloaded the sex mod.
I'm about to get on Minecraft right now, fuck now.
I'm trying to get the girlfriend, man. Have you seen the DentityM video? Go make me a sandwich.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, the intro kicks in.
Hey, y'all, I really need a shit, so y'all can keep on.
We will take a short break while Carlos takes his shit.
Wait, for real?
Yes. Now we can start.
We got 27 minutes.
That's
right
cool.
Now.
We can take.
No.
A okay, we will
keep
not.
Talk.
No, it's okay. We can talk shit while he's gone.
Okay.
Oh shit! I'm gonna listen to this later.
He's gonna listen to it later.
Can I just see one last thing?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna go take a
but
shit.
But
last
time he came, we said,
why is
something cool?
He
like, he took a
long ass
party,
like,
tee-tee.
Right, now that he's gone, I think he's fucking sexy, bro.
Shit. I think he look hot ethnic. Like,
that's. Well, remember when he said he was like, let me come out here. Like, we didn't know where he was, and then, like, a few months later, he actually did it.
Did what?
Cut his hair.
I wonder what his parents said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, like, he his friend did it for him. His parents didn't even know, I bet.
That's
why, you know, like, on his Instagram you could see that his friend hella just fucking put him in a chair and just shook his head off.
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. That is, bro.
I'm gonna get a buzz cut too.
Shit, I look weird with fucks. I fuck with the buzz cut because my head shape is whoop. And
yeah,
my
head shape's weird, so I'm not actually gonna get
your head shape's normal. My head shape's like, I got a bulge right here where my brain's at.
I got a bulge on my head.
The fuck's that about?
Well, I don't wanna, you know, I don't wanna say anything, but that's
like a tumor. Like, bro, last time I went to the zoo when it was with your mom, right? And this fat ass dude was fucking riding on his scooter, and I said, damn, he must not.
That's
be
a fat ass dude.
That's a fat ass dude.
I said, no, man, he posed in the Houston Zoo.
I don't know, fat people exist in the sport.
But like,
why don't you work out, dude?
Point is, I saw him walk around, right, and I was like, damn, I don't think he can walk. No, this is
fucking.
No, but like,
yeah,
I thought.
Why are you in the zoo thinking of that, bro? There's animals and shit.
But like, he was blocking my path. I was trying to walk, trying to catch some Pokemon.
So the first thing you think, damn, this motherfucker can't walk.
Damn, this motherfucker really can't
but
walk.
Like, this one, he asked for ice cream, right? And then when he was like.
Of course he had ice cream.
He got ice cream, right? And then when he called his order, he fucking stood up to get the ice cream. Like, aw, he's just too lazy to walk. Like, damn. That sucks, bro. Like, you just imagine being so lazy, you riding scooters and shit.
Bro, to be honest, I don't know how your life can go like
That, you get so fat that
you're that fucked up.
I feel like you don't gotta care about yourself if you really get that fat.
Yeah. No, you wanna hear my retarded ass way of thinking? I was like thinking when I was like 8, I was like, you know what, I'll just eat whatever I want and then I'll just get surgery to make myself skinny. That was my way of thinking when I was 8. I was just like, you know what, I got this shit later, bro. I bet technology's gonna catch up anyway. I'm just gonna get skinny. Like, in the future, you're just gonna create a machine where you just get skinny. And then I remember one time too, we were reading.
So where's the technology at though?
Where's the skinny machine?
I was promised a skinny machine, bro. Like, I remember I was like in, I think it was 5th grade, and we were writing a short story, and it was about a machine that makes you turn like lose like 10 pounds, and I was like, oh my god, that shit sounds cool as fuck. And like, I had a dream about that shit like later on that night. I was like, damn, I wish I could do that. I did, I guess. Kind of. I'm still kind of fat.
No, bro. I mean, I can see why you thought that, but you know, there's still some health risks. So
I want my skinny machine, bro. You gotta pump me with some radiation. Pump that, me that shit up. I'm already here. Shit.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about how cute Carlos is.
No, be like after that. A little after
the ocean?
No, not the ocean. Oh yeah. I don't get how people get that fat, bro.
People get that fat, right? Like that, like you see.
I know what you're thinking. Damn, that shit was fast.
Alright, so yeah, those are the 10 reasons why I hate Carlos.
Oh. Now we're talking about
number 97.
We're talking about really fat people to the point where they're just like so fat that they can't, you know, do anything. Like
those people you see on the video.
My 600 pound life type shit. Like, bro, they're always fucking. They always
people
have the same
like
problems.
That. They need help, dude.
Like, bro, seriously. I swear.
That's your mental.
You know how like.
Have you seen that dude that cries when he eats like anything like fruit? Like, he starts crying.
Bro,
like,
I remember you threw up when you ate a strawberry. Like, you threw up when you ate a strawberry.
I was 8, dog. Like, fuck this strawberry. I can eat a strawberry now.
What the fuck?
My mom ate a strawberry.
When I was 8, I didn't like strawberries.
Why
not?
He threw up. He's like, what?
But then again, it's a strawberry. Like, if I don't like it, it's not because it's healthy. It's just like, I don't like this.
Nigga, strawberries ain't even that healthy.
But I was 8. You acting like it was yesterday.
I mean, yeah, he was like, this like full of grown adults that can't eat like fucking cucumber, bro.
I hate those people. What? Pickiest people. Always
the worst thing that happens is you don't like the flavor. That's it.
But, like, Reese is picky as fuck, too. Like, he still doesn't.
I'm picky, but I'll try new things.
Last time I made you try, like, other things, you know, I don't like it. I always try to make you eat my Asian food.
But it's not my problem if I don't like it.
You haven't even tried it, though.
Which, when?
When I
went to the thing, when
I said,
the Thai place, when I went to the Thai place?
Yeah, and then also when I offered
you. I was just like, I'm not down to try right now. Mm. Like, I'll try if you put it in front of me, like, eat it. I'm like,
and then also, I was like, hey, you want a bite of my Vietnamese sandwich? And you said, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even try it, though.
But why would I want to try it if I already got Chick-fil-A right next to me?
Well, you could at least take a bite.
Yeah, bro.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know what he's laughing at.
What are you laughing at? Were you holding the bed?
No, I don't know what he's laughing at.
What are you laughing at?
Fuck. What's nigga burnt his ass up and shit. Nigga was sending me signals.
What?
I am ready.
Bro, you saw what this nigga said.
What did
this
he
nigga
do?
Said.
He did not do that, bro.
Yes, he did.
What the fuck? I didn't even see that.
Yes, he did.
I don't know what he's talking
like
about.
Like, he perked his ass up and just was shaking.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Come on,
damn.
Man.
That's pretty good. I don't know what he's talking about.
This shit's pretty good.
You on some gay shit. You on some
nut pack shit.
I know, but like, yeah, like, I understand how little kids, like, don't like stuff. Because, you know, they're kids.
I feel bad for the kids that are like,
but, you know,
fat.
There are some grown-ass adults that you can't eat for shit, dude. Like, they just like, live off
fast. Could it be the way that we're brought up or just them personally?
It's totally the way we're brought up. Because I remember my mom would, like, she wouldn't, like, teach me about nutrition and shit. She would just give me, like, hey, mom, can I have another plate? And she would just give me it.
Mexican.
Like, it's the way the parents raise them, to be honest. Like, that's how people get fat, mostly, too. Because they don't know any good habits.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there are some diseases where you, like...
There's definitely diseases.
Yeah,
probably
you can have
mental.
You can have underactive thyroid, but that's, like, very few people have that shit. Like, one of my friend's brother has it, and, like, he actually has to, like, cope with it. And he's a little bit chubby, but he deals with that shit. He's not as fat as some other of these people who don't even have that disease. So, they have, like, no excuse.
I guess I'm thinking about this nigga shaking his ass.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
But like, whenever I see...
You know what you did? You're laughing because you know what you did.
Cause that shit's funny, but I do it.
Nigga, you did that shit.
But like when we were at the zoo, right? I saw a bunch of fucking fat little boys, like, and little girls. Like, no pedal shit. But like, I was like,
hey, damn. No pedal shit, but that 6-year old over there looking.
That 6-year old got a fat pussy.
Hey, bro. No, stop.
We're gonna get because of you were on the watch list.
Now you're on the watch list.
We're on fucking the watch fat list. Ass camel toe, nigga. Damn.
Stop, brother. Oh,
she's my. 7.
Stop.
Oh my god. That's. I see Suzanne. She's not. I do not condone this. There you go.
Nigga, this is a podcast parody. Jesus, we're all fucking.
You can't say that after everything.
I mean, yeah, but that's still like, that's so hella weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I assassinated Henry Enriquez on Thursday night at 7.
I
will assassinate this specific person at this specific.
But like, I saw him, right, and they were like fat as fuck, and then you see the parents and they come up to them like, no, Timmy, don't do that, and then the fucking parents are like hobbling over there and they're fat too. And it's like, shit,
that's how they got their friends. I mean, someone that is baby fat, you know? You
know, like, nah, bro, that dude was like, at least, he was like 5, that little dude like at least 70 pounds, like he was heavy.
Yeah.
God damn, bro.
I feel like most of the obese people, it's the parents' fault. Like, they don't give a fuck about their child.
It's not they don't give a fuck.
At a point when you're old enough, when you're old enough, you could change yourself.
Yeah, but it's hard as fuck. Like, I'd rather the parents, like, hey, you gotta teach the parents good nutrition, because like,
starts off when you're young.
Because my mom would ask the doctor.
I can imagine like your parents feeding.
Because my mom would
point where it's just not helping you.
Because my mom would ask my doctor, like, hey, are honey not cheetos saludable? And I'm like, no, they're not healthy. The doctor would be like, well, it depends on how many he eats. And then my mom would be like, oh, he eats 2 bowls of honey nut cheetos. And I said, mom. Yeah, no, I don't. And I would eat 2 fucking bowls of honey nut Cheerios. So it's like, and just because it says,
but it has honey nut Cheerio box behind it.
But just because it says healthy, helps fight cholesterol.
Yeah, it helps fight heart disease. Why isn't it healthy?
Like, motherfucker, no, it has a shit ton of sugar. It's because they make BS.
You mean sugar? I mean, well, you mean honey, sir?
Oh yeah, you right.
That's why it's called
honey nut
Cheerio.
Oh, I get it.
But yeah, that's like how people end up getting fat. Like, their parents don't teach them good nutrition. What? And it's sad, though.
It's the parents' fault, because I feel like it's white parents most of the time, because they always try to cater to their kids' cravings and, like, just try to, like...
Hispanic parents, too.
You gotta be
Mexico is one of the most obese nations in the world now. Like, that shit's...
Hey.
Mexico? Yeah, like, facts.
Hey,
like,
hey.
Top 10!
Like, I'm being serious.
That's one more fucking country.
That's one
more. I don't know why the fuck that one song just popped in my head. Like, ponte a jugar. You know that song?
Dos, tres, cuatro.
Yeah, uno, dos,
tres, cuatro. Ponte a jugar. Boom, shot. Kind of girls. Boom, shot. And I had the fucking Dancy Babies over it.
What the fuck?
With the roller skates? You never saw
that
shit?
Oh, I think I know what it's like.
You think one day it'll be like, what's it called? Wall-E? Like Wall-E?
Yeah.
Fat people are just like, everyone's fat.
Maybe.
Well, that's actually happening, bro. Like, you know, it's getting harder and harder to get up into space because there's so much junk in this shit. There's so much junk in our atmosphere.
But I mean, like,
fat. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that our atmosphere is full of trash.
The more we go out to space, the harder it gets to actually go into space.
Wait, the more what?
The more we go.
Space.
Yeah, the more often we go, the harder we make it.
Why?
Because we leave up behind parts that fall off behind.
Yeah, because we just dump shit.
It just revolves around the orbit, right?
Yeah.
That's what I
like. Because, like, the thrusters, they fall off once you get up to the top.
Oh, I know. I was in my Mars Rover elementary class.
Oh, yeah. We did a Mars Rover competition.
I did, too. No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you
were
in it.
I was.
No, you weren't.
I would stay after school with Miss Marard with y'all. I was there.
You didn't go to a competition.
I did. I had my whole teammate. I had my teammates, bro.
Well,
I was
y'all
there.
Y'all were as then, because my teammates were.
Damn. I remember y'all. Y'all went to fucking solar power. Because of Jacob.
Yeah.
Fucking Jacob bought that shit.
Jacob.
I had a smart ass friend that, like, just bought a whole Mars Rover set. And I didn't have to do shit.
We built our shit out of Legos, and I remember that shit. I built mine out of Legos.
Oh, wait, I remember you building
that
shit.
I destroyed your Lego set because I needed one piece, and I just took it from you.
Deadass, I don't remember you being there.
Alright, never mind. You don't remember me destroying your Legos for those pieces then?
No.
That's cool. Oh, you just eat the Cheeto and stick it back out and put it back
in.
It
just showed him.
Look, it looks like a chode.
Well, I get it because it does look like a chode.
I'm done.
I get that joke. It's just a joke.
Now let's get into some deep philosophical shit. That's not the ocean. Let's talk about like, fuck. Let's see. Let's talk about like, bro. Imagine like 80 years from now, right? You're on your fucking deathbed. And you're like, fuck. Here we go. And you take your last fucking like look at the world before you. Before you're just like, all right, I'm about to head out, and you just fucking dip, and then you're just like, wake up, bro. What do you see? Like that's like. You know, that shit's scary. Like, think about it. In 80 years, right? It doesn't seem like a lot. But think about it. 20 years already passed.
That doesn't seem like a lot. That shit seems like a lot. 80 years seems
like a lot. Watch, you're going to be in the moment, you're going to be fogged, bro. That shit went by quick. And then just, you're dead. And then you wake, you fucking like...
I don't feel like I'm going to die from natural causes. I don't feel like that.
What the fuck?
I really don't.
You feel like, how you feel you're going to die? What the fuck?
On some dumbass stupid shit. Like, I feel like I'm going to die in, like... some dumbass way.
Walmart restroom.
Something like that, bro. Like a tile.
Cock and ball torture.
Walmart restroom or something.
He's
know.
In that a cock and ball torture. Like
bruh, but like think about it.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna die. I feel like I'm gonna die early, to be honest.
Me too.
Why.
Like I have a feeling. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Like I feel like I'm gonna die less than 50. Like I'm dead before 50.
Yeah, I don't know why.
If not, bro, 49, I'm killing myself.
I'm gonna end the shit while I can.
Yeah, I don't know why I get this strong feeling
that I'm gonna die.
That I'm gonna die.
You feel like something's gonna kill you.
Yeah,
sounds like you're very insecure.
Well, it just sounds like you're not confident enough.
It sounds like you're not very confident with yourself.
It sounds like a personal problem to me.
I mean, it could just be.
I don't know, bro. But after I die, I feel like it's just like when you sleep and you don't dream, it's just dark.
So you never think
like you don't wake up. I don't know. I really don't know.
You should have more faith in.
But that's the thing. I think we said this in the last.
Oh yeah, podcast. Good.
Cause what? If you do fall asleep, you can still see some color, right? The
no.
Black.
My shit's just dark.
Yeah.
He explained it.
That's a color.
But
there
then
won't,
what?
There won't be a you to experience color. So what the fuck are you gonna see?
Jesus said that it's like.
I feel like it's just sleep.
Jesus said that atheists believe it's just like before you're born. You don't remember shit, so you're just gonna
oh,
be
oh, yeah,
like,
someone, yeah, he did say that.
You don't remember you being in
but
the room.
That's still hard to comprehend.
Exactly.
It's
I feel like it's definitely that, though, not gonna lie. Like, I don't know. I don't have, like, I'm leaning more towards that side than the God side and heaven side. I don't know why.
Shit, what if you're wrong 50-50? It's either yes or no. Fuck, I was wrong. Fuck!
Like, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, you waiting on the gate to heaven. Like, you said that this shit one time.
I saw that podcast, God Be Late.
I saw that podcast.
I heard that podcast. What if you wanted to go to heaven, but God said,
I saw that podcast.
Do you actually believe this?
Yeah.
I believe the universe happened because someone wanted it to happen. Because that shit, think about
it. You don't
it.
Believe in science?
That shit, yeah. That shit was too random to be just thinking, like, pop up. Like, think about it. Out of all the fucking million possibilities.
Bro, you know that we can create our own universes now?
How? Or like, they're small as fuck, though.
I mean, yeah, but you know how...
That's the universe.
But look, let me explain my theory, bro. Let me explain my theory.
You think we're some beast?
Yeah, what if we're some experiment, dude?
We just got some experiment?
We are.
Because they only last... When we do make small universes, they only last like a couple of seconds, right? But you know how time is relative? You know how in a fly, to us it seems really fast, but to us
yeah.
It seems really slow?
Maybe it's just a long-ass segment.
Yeah, because they're smaller, the time goes slower. But what if this universe is... It's like really, really big.
The universe is pretty big.
But since it's so big,
and
it's
we're
so
really
small at the same time, that's why it's going so
I
fast.
See it like this.
It's going so
this. I see it like this. Look, you're probably wondering, why would God make such a massively huge universe if we can't probably even explore it? Well, one way I would interpret
it. So you can't escape the boundaries. It's like, nah, y'all not escaping spawn. Like, y'all staying there.
You're stuck in the waiting room. No, no, no.
We also just Minecraft house for real, for real.
We really getting spawned too.
For real. We just Minecraft house for real.
One way.
Oh, shit.
Because we can't escape the fence, bro.
One way I went.
And the fence.
Bro, we got Minecraft house and we got fence in.
Yeah, bro. We all just codes in the Minecraft house for real, bro.
Can I talk? Alright, go ahead and talk.
Alright, so like the way I would interpret it is like, you know, we don't know what God's plan is.
God's plan.
Cause God is just like, we don't like, to interpret God is impossible, dude. Cause he's a God, you know? If he wasn't a God, then we'd be able to interpret it. So who's to know that, like, the universe being so big how it is has like a different meaning that we can't understand because we're not close to its level, you know.
Oh my god,
you actually
so right.
Huh?
That sounds so right, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
He's surprised at himself.
Wait, did I?
Repeat that?
No. Bro, repeat that.
You're fucking around, right?
No, I'm fucking around.
I knew it, you bitch.
You actually think God is good?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Why? Why would you think he's bad?
Do you actually think God is
bad? I think...
Because look at all the shit that's happening. Why would he allow that?
I think he gave us... He was like, oh, y'all can have free will.
I think he just started
God gives free will.
He said...
Everything is part of this plan, dude.
No, I think... I think he created it, and then he's like, alright, I'm gonna fuck off real quick. Y'all can have free will. And then it's like...
And then he comes back. What the fuck?
And it's like...
Y'all even here fucking
but like, right now, the way I think of it, right, I think it's like, he created it, and then he dipped, but he's still out there, like, you know, when you die, he's just chilling. Like, he's just waiting in heaven, right? And then when he's like, alright, how'd you do, bro? And he's like, alright, bro, go check my rewind. It's like, alright, let me go check your rewind real quick. Oh. And he goes check your rewind, and he's like, alright, it was a free-for-all. You did your best you could. Alright, you can come in. Alright, bet. Thanks, bro. And you just go in. That's the idea.
Y'all fuck with. You believe in hell then?
But.
Yeah,
of course. There's a heaven, there's a hell. That's scary as fuck, bro. Imagine you die and you wake up in hell. I'll be pissed.
Boy.
I'll be pissed, bro. What the fuck?
What did I do here? Like,
what?
Y'all are forgetting about purgatory.
Oh, yeah. That shit's gonna last.
What's that?
It's like.
Purgatory is like waiting soap, but you're still gonna go to heaven.
Yeah.
Like ghosts?
What?
It's like the waiting room.
People believe that
it's like in the. It's in between. But
what are you waiting for though? Like, what are you waiting
to
for?
Get a spot to get into it. It's like making up your sins, right?
Your soul is like, it's cleansing. It's a cleansing state.
Oh, I fuck with that. I never knew about that.
Yeah, that's
I just
in between.
You either get fucked and go to hell, or you go to heaven.
As long as you accept God, like as your savior and all. And you try to be as good as a person as you can. You try to be as close to it, like as you can. I believe.
I don't know.
I mean, but it's not also just what you believe in and what you know. Like, actions speak louder than words and thoughts.
So y'all believe every other god that people believe in is bullshit?
I have no idea.
I think they all got their own versions of this shit.
Yeah, I think they have their own interpretation of
it. But who's the right one? Am I gonna go up and see
it's
Jesus
like,
and Buddha?
No, I feel like it's like equations. You know how they're all different equations, but they all equal one thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just like that. You know, it's all different interpretations, but it's still
one being. So everyone's wrong.
No, I'm saying that it's just different way of viewing them.
You know what?
What's the right way?
I read this shit in Percy Jackson. I got this shit right.
Oh shit!
You come to
this ain't no Greek.
The way Percy Jackson said it, right? Is that there was the book? There was this priest that wasted his money on like getting hookers and shit, right?
Hey.
And he died. And he died. And Percy Jackson saw him in Tartarus, and he's like, "Hey, why the fuck is he in here? Doesn't he believe in hell?" And they said, "Who are we to say he's not experiencing hell right now? But we're experiencing something else." Like that was basically
that's
like,
bullshit.
But like
that's not fair.
I don't know. Percy Jackson is my Bible, though. So y'all can't. It's my Bible.
My
Bible.
Damn,
my
Bible.
I believe in the Despicable Me coding work. I don't know.
Bro, do you see what I mean? If God is all
good. But now we believe in the Despicable Me.
No.
If God is all good, then why is he allowing all of this thing?
God gives free will, and you need to remember that.
That nigga's fake.
God
is fake.
Yeah, bro. You might regret that. You wake up and you're like, oh, man.
I'm being mad, bro. I'm like, it was a joke.
Come on, God.
You can't take no joke.
Oh, you know me. You know me, God.
You know what I be doing, dude.
You need to remember that God isn't really in charge of Earth. It's the devil. Like,
damn. Oh, wait. So what? So if I, like, damn, that's kind of tricky.
Bro. Dude, but like
the devil,
you know, you read the Bible, right?
It's not really.
But it's an old fact that God has killed more people in the Bible than the devil has.
For real?
Yeah.
Where'd you read that?
The Bible.
Sorry, it's in the Bible.
What verse was?
Not the whole Bible. The whole Bible, like the whole Bible in general. God has killed more people.
Not the whole thing.
Yeah. God has killed more people than the devil himself.
The Old Testament.
But was it for a good reason?
Guess where he took them though? Heaven.
I mean,
but it's still.
Guess where he took them though?
Mm-hmm. Heaven.
But most of those
were the innocent people.
Most of those killings were like
devil people.
Were they?
Yeah, it was punishment.
It was non-believers. It was just
yeah,
like
it was non-believers.
If you look, if you read the old, I read the Old Testament, bro. I read that shit.
If he gives us free will, then why did he kill us for not believing in it?
Nigga, don't point at me.
I mean, no, it's just a general fact that the Old Testament, like the Bible, the God depicted in the Old Testament is like more ruthless because he no, caused the he caused the flood.
I like that one quote in Batman vs Superman when like something was like, if God is all powerful, then he cannot be all good. But if he's all good,
no, he's like, be all powerful. If God is all powerful, why didn't he help me from
that? You're trying to get him.
Like, yeah, that's what he's
no, saying. I didn't mean that one, but the but that one had to.
Hey, you know with your water, Luis?
Trying to get in the room where people fucking it.
Oh, alright. We're gonna come right back.
I mean, he's gonna come in.
We're right back.
Alright, and we're back, and we just had to talk. As always, we have to take a little break, so now we're back on our talky shit.
We're back on our talking shit. So we're talking about, like, damn, if you die, that ass, what do you see? You know? You don't know where you're gonna see on the other side. Bro, I hope that's with that reincarnation shit, like that.
Bro, I low-key believe in that too.
Bro, I just low-key want to wake up, die, and then wake up as a squirrel. Like,
what would
shit.
You be mad at if you got reincarnated?
Why would you?
Germ, bro. Like,
huh? A chicken.
Chicken.
They get killed the most.
That shit is true.
The fuck, you want to die again, nigga?
Wait, if you die again, you get reincarnated again.
What would you want to get reincarnated as, like, low-key?
I want to go to heaven. I don't want to get reincarnated.
No, like, if you get reincarnated, like, hypothetically.
Oh, if you were to.
Least and most want you to get reincarnated?
Least, I'd
want to
be a worm. Most, I'd want to be a hawk.
So you just eat yourself. Lame. You just eat yourself
yeah,
out
there. That's dope. Like, getting a little fucking rat or some shit.
A hawk?
I'll get reincarnated as a dog, to be honest. A dog.
Oh, shit. Dog. Yeah.
What if you get born as a stray? You just get
dogs have personality.
you're just like, it'll be ugly, and then just leave
if
out.
If you're a dog, though, you got, like, more ability, I guess. Like, that's an animal.
You know how many strays dogs there are? Like, they just
okay, but I can control myself. So I won't be a stray. I'll go to every door and just stay there. And be like, shit, take me in.
You ever think about y'all? Y'all want a water or something?
Oh, we're great, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Alright, what about you, bro? What would you want to get reincarnated as?
Should be done.
Tardigrade.
Huh?
What?
Tardigrade.
What's a tardigrade?
They're the toughest animal, bro.
A tardigrade?
They can live in space, bro.
Yeah, until I want to see if I can get her head just by.
They can withstand the same radiation that they can kill them.
Oh, is that shit looks like a little marshmallow boy?
Yeah, it's like,
oh,
that's like the tiny shit.
That's real?
Yeah, you can barely do shit. You're just microscopic as fuck. Like,
you can't do shit.
You can't do shit.
You're a
jerk. But nothing can kill me though.
There's nothing to live for.
Okay,
though.
But like, then if you die, why would you want to live that life though?
Yeah, it's just like boring as fuck.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's just boring as fuck.
He's just floating around. He's dead as bored as hell.
Yeah, that's being
a sea animal. Wait, I look, you want to be a sea animal.
The sea animal?
Cause then you get to live a life you never experienced before.
Huh?
Like, I'll be a dolphin or something.
You wanna be gay?
Boy.
I'm cursed with good reflexes.
I'm cursed with good looks.
I said reflexes, bitch.
No, I know.
She good? I got the trash can right there.
I try not to spit out the water.
I'd be reborn as a fucking, like, flying squirrel.
That's kind of lame.
Nah, bro. They cool as fuck.
C-Drone, what's up? You want to give a quick shout-out on the podcast?
What? We get, like, one viewer from fucking... What was it? We get one viewer from the fucking UK listening. Like, that shit. Yeah, we got a British nigga listening to us.
You want
to
give a shout-out or something?
We got, like, a 30-year-old man, too, I think.
I think it might be.
I forgot about it.
Oh, yeah, we got a 30-year-old man listening to us.
For real?
Yeah, remember?
I think we got hood niggas listening to us too.
No, we got a 30-year-old man listening to us because he followed us, and I've listened to his podcast, and he's like a 30-year-old man talking about building shit. Like, he's out here listening to us every time we're doing it.
For real, he's a constant viewer.
Like, you can tell when they click on it, and Carlos, I've seen when he clicks on it. I can tell when he clicks on it too.
Is it one story?
I'm going for a Chinese boy. Yes. Like, if we can get a Chinese boy listening to us, we made it. Like,
We made it.
Wait,
Chinese or like
Chinese?
Because I got a friend that can send them with me.
No, like actual Chinese. We get a Chinese person listen to us. We made it.
In China?
In China, bro. We went international. Like, we made it if we did that shit.
Yeah.
We got UK people listening to us. Shout out to my UK boys.
So do y'all wanna keep talking about like the whole religion stuff?
I don't know. It was kind of fun.
Kiki,
or whatever.
Anything you wanna talk about?
I'm trying to find that book I told y'all, that's why.
Man, fuck that book. Oh, look, I made it. I was actually aiming for the trash can.
Alright, you got you got the three separate ways. You got reincarnation, you got going to heaven, and then what else? What's the other one that people believe in?
I think you just die and that's it.
Oh, yeah, atheists.
Yeah.
Atheists. But, like, there's another thing, isn't there?
Okay.
Apart from reincarnation? Isn't there?
Shit.
Shaking bro, imagine you were born. You would be
shaking my ass in the way.
Bro, I swear this nigga perked up and shook his ass. I swear. What are you
talking about?
This nigga looked like Nicki Minaj and Anaconda, bro.
I know what he's talking about.
Man, I'm getting cold. Can you pass me the blanket?
This is mine, no? This is mine, bro. This shit comfy. It's got little cummy seeds on it.
Hey man,
this girl knows his DNA.
Hey man, hey man, hey man, yeah, deal with
it. We sharing Carl's DNA over here. We out here sharing Carl's DNA, bro.
Alright, so Luis, you wanna get into skateboarding? I heard.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to waste money on something and it's just.
Nigga, if you wanna get into it, you gotta spend.
How much does a skateboard cost anyway?
Dude, my whole complete was
I'm gonna get a job the one I can drive.
My whole complete was like,
bro, you want a car? I got you, bro.
Shut your
nigga,
see ass car.
No, everybody, listen to this fight.
Yeah, right he may make no sales because of you. He's gonna, you're gonna make.
Shut up. Everybody listening, this nigga trying to sell. This nigga's trying to sell his fucking shitty, no AC, loud ass fucking for $1,500.
No, I'm not.
Y'all should buy his car.
Yeah, y'all should buy my car, you know?
Hell no, nigga, 15. 15 big ones.
Not before your car is pricey as fuck though. I'm sorry, it is.
Like it's just facts, bro.
Am I going high or Carlos spinning straight facts, bro. Keep really spinning straight facts. He's spinning straight facts.
Dude. What the hell? I'm
trying to aim for your head.
Hey, I have an offer for y'all. I don't know if y'all like to take it, but
what's up?
I mean, just for y'all's sake.
What the story?
Okay, so I haven't cleaned the balcony in ages, but I got to go out there.
Damn, that is.
I see. I'm not kicking you out, but y'all basically kicking you out.
No, I'm like, so we can be more comfortable. Hey. You know what I mean?
Right? Yeah, of course, thank you.
I mean, it's really humid outside. You gotta take.
Man, this dumbass, didn't you go on the roof?
There's a closet right here.
We didn't go on that roof that one time.
Y'all were gonna, if y'all fell, you would have died. Right? Like, y'all were dumb.
Hey, I'm not kicking y'all out, but you know, I'm kicking y'all out.
I'm not kicking y'all out, but there's a roof, you know.
Hey, I'm not trying to start ruining anything, but like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm not kicking y'all out, but there's a fucking, there's a street down there. And,
y'all have your own houses and shit, you know, like. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I mean, I just want to make sure y'all are comfortable.
They're on the podcast.
No, I'm dead.
Carlos, they're being broadcasted to 10 whole viewers, bro. Like, they live the dream right here, basically. Shit, 10 whole viewers, we got this shit. I think we went down because we haven't posted in like 4 months, but it's whatever. It's been like a month, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been like a month or two.
I don't know.
Damn.
But so we just
do that all over our highways. Yes. I thought that'd be worthless.
We don't even have that much followers on our Instagram.
How much do we have?
Like 30 something.
It's because I need to do more. I need to do more.
Nigga, need to do more animation.
Imagine having 30 people in the room. Then
no, I'm gonna make an animation of them roasting your car. That's what I'm gonna make an animation on. And when you're doing correct, I'm just put like birds and shit.
You mean swoop?
Yeah, I'm just put birds.
This nigga said correct.
Correct.
Man, I used to say that shit in ninth grade, nigga, like a dumbass. Like,
we used to be in high. When we were in high school, we used to fucking shout that shit.
In middle school, I would just do that.
No, and again, the hallways have been like, cut red.
You get shot up one
day. Actually, one time in middle school, this nigga came up behind me because I wore a fucking blue flag on my left hand.
Why?
Like a dumbass.
Why would you do that?
And because I was stupid, remember?
Boss ripping.
Oh, damn.
Boss ripping.
Don't hump him. Don't do it to him. No.
What about you?
Why'd you wear a flag in your arm?
Mr. Wanna prank his butt? No. Mr. Worldwide,
look at me. No, please. Please.
No, acepto homosexual.
Please, no me gusta el pito, por favor. No, please. No, me gusta el pito en los martes.
Bro, stop teasing. You got the walnuts laid on the fucking
table. No, bro. The walnuts are ready for cracking.
But why'd you wear a flag on your arm? Like, I'm still on that.
Nigga, you need to chill. You need to fucking chill. Chill, what?
My virgin eyes can see this.
Why this nigga comfortable as hell? Hey, that's my fucking bed. Let me get on this shit. This nigga just took over. Anyways, though,
y'all gotta like be quiet more. Y'all like y'all too much sometimes. That's weird.
And you nothing.
What'd you say about me?
Is that your dick?
What'd you say about me?
That's a pretty triangular dick. Okay. Okay. What are some of the myths y'all believe in?
Myths.
Like legends, you know, like werewolves.
Legends,
Johnny Appleseed was a real person. I call it, bro.
Johnny Appleseed?
Johnny Appleseed?
With the big ass bull? Oh, wait, no.
That's Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan.
I remember that.
I thought Johnny Appleseed was the dude that rode on a bull and just put it out.
Yeah. Paul Bunyan.
Who's Johnny Appleseed again?
Johnny Appleseed was the dude that just literally planted seeds.
I can see how that's true. I mean, people plant seeds all the time.
But he's a legend, though. Like,
because he put apples in the ground.
Yeah, he's a legend. You
mean seeds, retard?
Same shit.
I believe in that one dude, Danny Crook or something like that.
I believe in
the Crooked Man.
No, that one pilgrim dude.
Pilgrim dude.
I swear.
What pilgrim dude?
I don't know, but he was something in the Alamo. Look, he might be like bags. I'm just saying, it's a myth. Bro.
I'm pretty sure
he
is. I believe George Bush did 9/11.
You for real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too. No, I don't believe that shit.
Because if it wasn't for that, he wouldn't even become president.
What?
Wait, what are you talking about? He was president before that.
What are you talking about? Y'all timeline.
You know what I mean? I'm too much.
I'm about to sleep.
Oh, fuck. Who finished my candy? Oh. I had like a lot left.
What if we just
need
some?
I did it. Wait, you said
also,
something.
Also, so you think gay people should have rights or not?
Fuck no, what the hell?
You said fuck no.
They lost that shit when they were into dudes. No, I'm playing.
So y'all believe black people should deserve rights?
No, damn. That's a whole different spectrum, bro.
Alright, to be honest, I really not.
All the gay viewers.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this shit, I fucking hate it. Still my floor, like, pick up my ass.
Okay.
Y'all remember that Yogi Bear movie? The live action one?
I saw that shit on DVD.
That shit
was
good ass.
I have it on DVD.
What's it called? With that turtle?
Nigga, what?
With the turtle.
That CGI turtle, bro.
Dude, this thing is always
the frog. No, it was the.
It was a turtle.
It was a turtle frog.
Wait, the mouth frog turtle.
Yeah, the mouth frog turtle.
Yeah, it was like a long neck.
You're the one that's tripping. You just don't know your Yogi Bear lore, bitch.
For real.
You're not a real fan. You're a poser, bro. You're not a real Yogi Bear fan.
I know my Yogi facts.
I know for a fact that his cock was.
That's a good ass movie, dude. I forgot the plot and everything about
it. 5-inch retractable penis.
Hi. Why are we talking about dick, bro? Like, come on, bro. Can we talk about politics for a change?
Politics.
Politics.
How are we always gonna talk about penis, man? I'm sick of it.
What are some of the urban legends y'all believe in? Like Loch Ness Monster, whatever.
I would believe in all of those when I was young.
Bro, there's dead ass dinosaurs in the Amazon jungle.
You believe that shit?
Bro, y'all know me as some smart boy, but this is the only retarded thing I believe.
You really believe that?
I believe there are fucking dinosaurs.
I can't tell you're joking.
I'm being serious right now. Like, I am being dead serious. Like,
bro, my IQ dropped.
I'm being serious. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, this shit for real. Like, there's dinosaurs in that shit. I know it. Like, not even big ones, like the little ones. Like, you know, little
comps? The little ones.
The little ones. Like, they're alive
somewhere. Oh, like the ones in Jurassic Park 3, the one that ate the
girl? The copies, bro. They're alive somewhere in there. I know it. Like, you're telling me out of the whole Amazon jungle, there's not some weird shit in there? Nah.
I mean, yeah, because crocodiles are still a thing.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like there's weird shit in the Amazon.
That specific species of crocodile.
I'm not stupid. I'm not saying like a whole full ass T Rex is like fucking roaming.
That's what I was thinking.
No, that's
you're the stupid ass.
You're the stupid ass.
Why would long neck just?
Not, but like, there's definitely some shit
hiding your shit.
There's definitely some shit like.
Y'all believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah. I used to.
I don't know.
I had a whole project on that in fifth grade. Yeah, I had a whole project on white people. I had my evidence. I had everything.
You just probably thought you were retarded.
I did a survey too, and I sent it to all my classmates.
Are you niggas saw one episode of Finding Bigfoot in his hand? Make it a whole project.
They had books on it in the library. That's what.
Yeah, I would like read them.
Yeah,
like I would always go to like the Loch Ness monsters and the Bigfoot one.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
I'm like, I don't believe shit like that no more though.
What if Bigfoot was real,
but he's not?
What if we kissed at Bigfoot's house?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny?
Unless.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
No, but like. No,
that's what if we were micro pigs and you know. Steve fed us
carrots.
Feed us carrots and.
Wouldn't it be funny?
Unless. You didn't wait. You never seen me unless memes?
I think my eyes
can. No, you never seen those, Carlos? It's like. What if we were pigs? What if we were micro pigs and Steve fed us carrots? Wouldn't it be funny?
Spooky skeletons.
Wait, what?
The unless me, just like, wouldn't it be funny?
Halloween coming up.
Oh, damn! I'm trying to throw it in the trash can.
Damn, I'm getting kind of scared.
Okay, so everybody, apparently, Geekin has become mentally ill. Yo, you on low power mode now.
I heard the little click that it turned off.
What percent am I at?
20.
Alright, that's good.
The charger is right there, though.
That's good enough. That's good enough.
What else was there, like, good?
We got...
Fairies? You believe in fairies,
right?
I
didn't believe in fairies.
I deadass believe in duendes, though. Head ass.
The what?
Nigga, duendes are real.
No,
Smurfs?
They're not, bro.
Smurfs.
No, that's Smurf. Oh, like,
so you're telling me there's no
Mexican,
Smurfs.
The Mexican dwarves, like, they were like, si no te portes
bien, I believe in Asian people.
Te voy a llevar el duende. It's like, shut the fuck up, grandma.
Asian people.
Yeah, I believe Asian people exist.
That's a fucking number.
Wait. You did ask? You're stupid.
Like, think about it, bro. Asian people must exist.
There's anime.
Think about it.
There's
why
anime.
Would anime exist if there's no Asian people?
Dude, Asian people, they're out there. They're out there.
You gotta discover Asian
people. I'm telling you, Asian people
are
out there.
We must discover Asian people.
I'll be the first person to discover Asian
people. It's just a get together. My mom was just talking about, let's go to the Nissan Dama. That's it. There was no special.
Come here. Man, Luis. I want your asshole to rip with
you. Y'all believe in fairies for real?
No.
There are fairies though. The gay niggas, the gay prostitutes, they're called fairies.
Do you believe in gay people? Like, yes. Be 100%, do you believe in
they're
gay
real?
People?
They're like X-Men, dude. You have to have
you gotta
people are like X-Men.
Do you believe in gay people?
They fucking like Eggman, dude.
They're like X-Men, you have to have a specific gay gene for this shit.
No, but that's kind of true.
I'll be pulling gay people.
No, because people.
You be pulling gay people.
I'm dead serious, that's the only thing I pull gay people.
Bruh.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? What are you trying to say about gay people?
Shit. Hit me up, my boy.
Bro. R.I.P. Cameron Bosa.
What the
fuck? That's actually sad, bro. I actually got sad.
Yeah,
remember when we used to watch that shit? Jesse?
I actually got sad, bro. Like, I still can't believe he's gone. Like,
bro, you got sad for
like, even if somebody mentioned it today, I still can't. Like, damn, I can't
Cameron
believe he's
gone. He sounds big, huh? Yeah, that's not a person you would expect.
He's talking and talking.
He was 21, I think. 20?
That dude is like so unexpected.
Just goes to show that you can die at any moment.
So
scary.
These motherfuckers are bad.
This is Kipling and Cameron Boys.
That's fucked up.
Nah,
that's fucked up. That shame on you, man.
Little man lost his life.
At first they were lying. At first they were lying. They were saying Bertram died too. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Like that was a.
No, they were saying Zuri. Bro.
I saw that shit too.
They were saying, "I can't believe she's gone."
Yeah,
they were saying that shit. Zuri posted me. Like, that shit got so big. Everybody started doing it.
Sky Jackson died.
Like,
that's why when I saw the Cameron Boyce one, I didn't believe it. I thought it was fake.
Rip Sky Jackson, and then they were like. And then she actually got annoyed. Like, she actually put it on her Twitter. It's like, she was like, I'm not dead. Yeah.
Imagine if she would die and that would have stayed there. That shit's scary.
Dude, that's actually pretty fucked though. Damn.
That is very
good. Dying in your sleep? Well, I mean, he wasn't even asleep. He got a.
He was.
At least it's.
Bro, I don't know how people like dying in their sleep. Like, you know how this it's preferred. I wouldn't like die in my sleep.
Bro, imagine just like,
that's scary, bro. Like,
right?
Like, you right? You like you thinking falling asleep. You think oh, it's just another night.
Oh,
just
that's if you know you're like you're not dying.
Going to sleep and then never
thinking,
waking up.
Preferably, if I knew I was gonna die, I would take the chance just to sleep and then die. Like I would like that.
No, bro. I know.
But like just sleeping and not waking up, that's scary as fuck.
I don't want to die.
And that's scary as
I think being awake and experiencing death is a lot more
awesome, radical.
It's like more real. Like you get the full experience, dude.
Okay. This motherfucker.
Beginning to end.
Bro, I want to get my full prenatal dying.
Dude, I want to get the whole fucking bullet through my heart. Like,
you're like with your kid, like your head. Hey, you don't
hey can I ask y'all something though?
Yeah.
What if I was in my deathbed? Were you gonna say that shit?
No. If I die, would y'all remember me?
Bro, of course, motherfucker, like, what are we gonna do?
That's one of my fears, like,
dying, getting forgotten.
Being forgotten.
Bro, but like, think of all our ancestors, they're forgotten. Like, that shit's scary.
Nigga, we don't know them.
Exactly.
That's not our fault.
That's gonna be your ass is fucking like five generations.
But I mean, like, us.
Like,
Are you gonna remember? Of course.
The fuck? But like, I meant like.
He asked if you were, and you said, of course.
He said,
of course I'm gonna forget about your dumb ass.
I'm trying to forget your ass about right now.
No, I thought you said, are you gonna remember me? That's what I thought I heard.
I did say that, but this nigga's trying to be retarded. Perk that little S again. Yes.
Oh. Nah, but like, watch. In five generations, your ass is gonna be forgotten. Like, of course.
I'm not gonna care, dude. Like, why would they need to know?
Shit, I wanna be remembered, like, for some good shit. I wanna be remembered, like, in society, I don't know.
I invented racism.
I
want to
be in like
I was the CEO for five consecutive
years. I want to be like
we killed the CEO of racism.
Bro, you want to be
I was the one that killed him, man.
Y'all scared about being remembered?
Yeah.
Oh, no, like farther than your family.
Yeah,
like,
I want to be remembered for something. I want to be remembered for something big, bro.
Imagine Abraham Lincoln, bro.
Like that motherfucker's been dead for like how many years and people still talk about that name.
They're still putting his ass on paintings.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, I'm also
5 years. Imagine how much cotton he must have for
paintings. Dude, that nigga's on payment. He's on fucking salary. Like, Jesus, I wanna be like him. Bro, imagine.
Nah, but
he's on fives too. Y'all dumb.
Nah, but then I was like, I knew you got it.
Me too. Like, I don't know.
Like, what would you like to be remembered?
Yeah. Would you like to remember something bad? Like, would you die dying if you die like this?
You die a hero, or you see yourself on the cover of the
villain? Hey, that's a Batman quote.
I know that. And that's why I said it.
Wait, would y'all care if something? Would y'all care if they remember if something bad?
Come on, let's show them.
Here we go again.
Like a little fucking cat.
Stop!
What the fuck? This is
my door. No! Open the door.
This is your mom.
No! No!
Cesar!
That is funny as fuck. Imagine.
No me dijiste que eras X-Men.
No me dijiste que.
What the fuck? Nick sounded like a cow. I thought it was my chin for a second.
You fucking licked his lips. That shit was gay as fuck.
And then nigga,
he went. You weren't seeing it, but he went.
I was just trying to one up them, you know.
I pussy like that.
Friends?
What's your favorite adult
swim
show?
What's my favorite?
I want a song like that motherfucker, but I'm gonna say Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
It's good though. What about Robot Chicken?
Like, it's kind of to the point where like the cringy people are like doing it. Like,
season 4, shit. What is it, October? It's coming up?
Anything that's big is gonna have
season 4, bro.
Like, no, really. My Pony. There's cringy people in My Little Pony.
Come join.
Bronies.
Come join.
Hey, we'll be leaving, so just say no, bro.
Alright. Tell it to the podcast.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, turn it to the podcast?
No, I said tell it to the podcast. Hmm? Everybody, we have
our 10 viewers.
No, retard. We have guests leaving. You want to shout someone out before you leave?
You can get one. You get one person from the UK listening. That's what you get. All right. You got some British nigga listening.
Shit. Shout out to Isidro, CeeLo's long time brother.
Who's got a
hit? You just shout out yourself?
Hell yeah.
What the fuck?
Hell yeah. Who else am I gonna shout out right now?
Shout out
Air, bro. That shit dope.
Shout out the governor of.
Nah. Shout out my nigga Carlos for the hospitality.
Oh yeah, of course.
Anytime. Shout out for Tupac for still making music.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Tupac Cuba, I know you listening.
Shout out to Tupac in Area 51. Make sure. Oh,
shout out that nigga E.T. Holding it down.
Bro, if we lived in Arizona, I would deadass take y'all. Like, I'm not even joking.
That's so stupid.
I would take
you're
y'all.
You're gonna get killed.
Not to go run, like just to watch the shit show.
They better kill your ass too.
Get a good distance.
Get a good distance with binoculars.
And just binoculars. Mr. Video.
Huh?
That Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
Where he was actually camping outside the security.
Yeah, that shit.
Is there people there?
Yeah,
that's true.
Only for one day. I think it was only camping.
Wait, okay. Let's talk honest to heart right now. Do you think the storm is actually going to happen?
No.
What storm?
The Area 51 storm.
The Area 51 storm.
I feel like people are going to show up.
There's going to be at least that one more.
There's
going to
be at least 100 people, I feel like.
Bro, did you know the spike for Arizona tickets?
Sorry, girls.
I skyrocketed?
It skyrocketed for like real September 19th.
Y'all dipping already?
Wait, what happened? What skyrocketed?
Okay.
The sales for Arizona tickets on the 19th.
Do you feel like people are gonna go?
And the hotels around the area
are booked.
Yeah, they're all booked.
Bro, we're about to see people get shot, bro.
Like all the hotels they're close to the Area 51, they're all booked.
Everything good?
That's
bro.
Then I feel like people are gonna go for
it. Carlos, the bed's getting kind of cold.
Oh,
you're not here.
That's enough gay shit, bro.
Wish
my girlfriend
was
still here.
That's enough gay shit.
Bro,
this nigga kept interrupting.
How are you, girlfriend?
Hey, ow! Fuck me! I was like trying to comfort
him. Hey, Carlos!
Hey, Carlos!
Bro, you were doing that, like, he didn't talk to you for, like, he didn't respond when you said Carlos' wife. He goes, Carlos! I'm this, I'm like, what the fuck? I told you, bro.
I don't like being girls.
And I told you, bro, he's talking to her. I told you, bro, he's talking to her. He's like, Carlos!
I was trying to comfort her, bro. She was sick.
Fuck that. Okay. Fuck you,
Doug. Okay, but I was lonely.
You gotta help homies out.
Hey, bro. Who needs girlfriends when you got Jesus and all right?
That's my shit.
Exactly. No, I'm kidding, though. I mean, no hard feelings, but just saying, you know, next time.
Yeah, don't be a bitch about it. That's what he's saying.
I just want to
talk.
No, dude. Obviously, I love talking to you. Just like I was trying to comfort.
No, you. Can never be the same.
I just want to talk.
This asshole doesn't have your name on it anymore.
Guess I'm working my tattoo removal appointment tomorrow.
Would y'all tattoo names?
No, that's stupid. No. Like, why'd you tattoo your ex's girlfriend's name on your fucking sleeve?
I feel like that's bad bullshit.
I'm a tattoo Shaquinta.
Yeah,
I feel like that's like jinxing it, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like that's
you already know you're gonna see my ass with the Shaquinta tattoo on me and like
is
fuck.
Is it Shaquinta?
Yeah. Fuck, I'm gonna regret that shit later. Fuck, not with Shaquinta.
I'll still get tattoos though, but not of a name.
Are you going to your own
though? I kind of want to be honest. I saw this really badass tattoo. It's one of my favorite artists have, and I want to.
Where would you get it though? Cause
right here.
For real?
What is it gonna be on?
Probably my right arm.
Do you think that's still effective?
It's like riding.
Do you still have still effects where you work at a job? Do you think that's still
effective
job?
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
Cause I want a tattoo.
Man, that shit look kind of comfy though.
Bro, what the hell?
Oh, we're still recording this
already. Oh, shit.
Let's see what's up, James. Alright.
We should, so this is the book.
Right. Hey guys, that was just a parody. We were just.
I think we should quit for now. I think we done.
Whose keys are these?
All right, we done. Oh, y'all are still listening. Good night.
Good night. Wait.
We should come up with an outro.
Okay, let me make something right now. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.